This is Warren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 9. I'm recording on my MacBook Pro using Soundtrack Pro and the Mac's built-in microphone. To those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that what I talk about here is my own opinion and from my experience with guitars, amps, and effects, so on. Please chime in with comments and questions to my email at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Today, the question is, what comes first, the upgrade to a guitar or an upgrade to your amp? You've been playing guitar for a little while and you're getting pretty good and you have an intermediate guitar and amp and you want to upgrade to, better stuff, better gear, better sound. Tone is becoming very important to you and you're trying to figure out what's really going to work best for you. Well, this whole topic is spawned from conversation I had with a couple friends a couple years ago about whether to upgrade, like I said, from an intermediate guitar to a higher end guitar, or from an average assembly line type of amp to a higher end amp or a boutique amp or something like that. And the three of us basically came to a consensus agreement that upgrading the amp, getting the better amp, was more important than getting the better guitar. Now if your guitar's strings sit like a half inch off the fretboard and it's basically very difficult to play, you need to get a better guitar. But say if your guitar is playable, you like the feel of it, it's all good and everything, I'd stick with the guitar and upgrade the amp, because essentially you can take a custom shop Stratocaster or a historic Les Paul and plug it into a really cheap amp and it's going to sound like garbage. It's going to sound like a cheap amp. Now, if you take, say, a budget Stratocaster or a Mexican Stratocaster, or even a Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone, you plug that into a Dr. Z or a nice Marshall or a Top Hat or a good Vox AC30, any higher end amp, it's going to sound pretty good, mainly because that amp is really your instrument as well as the guitar is. An amp has as much to do or more to do with your tone than the guitar does. Now, I really thought long and hard. My first thought was, whenever we were talking about upgrading a guitar or an amp, was, upgrade the guitar. Go from that $400 guitar to the, $1,000, $2,000 guitar. Upgrade there. But when I look back on what I've done in my own past without even thinking it through so much, I had about a $400 guitar. And when I started playing out, I had, about a $500, $600 amp brand new. And it was solid state and it was aging and so on. My first upgrade, and it was a 100 watt amp, so it would get plenty loud. But my first upgrade wasn't to the guitar, it was to an amp. I bought my first Marshall. It was a MK3, it was a JCM 900 high gain master volume, 100 watts, and it sounded awesome, and I'd really love to have it back. I sold it back in the spring of 1998, and I'd love to have that amp head back. And I have a JCM 800 now that I use, as well as another amp. But the natural progression for me was to upgrade the amp first, to get a really nice amp. And back in the spring of 93, I paid $866 after tax just for the head. And I thought that was a pretty good deal. It was a really nice amp. I went through several amps before really upgrading to another higher end guitar. I kept getting nice amps and then upgrading the guitars. And now, of course, I have professional grade guitars and professional grade amps. I would say that if you're in that situation trying to figure out, hey, I want to move up in one way or the other, I'd say the amp first. Now, in an effort to try to make my podcast shorter and not wind up having like 15, 20 minute podcasts, I'm going to cut this one a little short so that maybe it's a little more palatable. Feel free to give me any feedback on what your thoughts are about, the length of the podcast. If it's not long enough, it's too long or whatever, go ahead and email me at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Let me know what you think. Kind of want to be sure that I'm providing a decent product, something that appeals to the audience that listens to this show. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for today's episode of the Guitar Podcast, episode number 9. Please chime in with comments and questions to info@theguitarpodcast.net, and I'll either reply back via email or on a future show. This is Lauren Hunt, signing off for another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks.